Hello, Audio Boo, and welcome to October Day 16. Still playing catch-up, so the topic for Day 16 was to play something from the first album you purchased and something from the last album you purchased. Now, when I say album, I know I had some albums on cassette that were albums. I played in a previous boo, I had the Susan Glucark This Child album, and I think I mentioned in one of my other childhood boos that I used to like the Rankin family a lot when I was a kid, and I had their North Country album on cassette, and it was the one that had Rise Again and Borders in Time and all of that on it. I don't have that album on my computer, because I probably wouldn't really listen to it if I did. I might listen to a couple tracks for nostalgia's sake, but... So, when it says first album, I'm going to say that means first CD ever purchased. Now, the first CD I ever purchased was Amy Grant's House of Love album, and I guess... Technically, I didn't purchase it. My parents purchased it for me. I remember my parents used to subscribe to that Columbia House thing where you could buy CDs. It was like a CD catalog thing, and you could buy CDs, and then if you bought so many, then you got so many free or something. And they used to be all about that thing, and they got tons of CDs from that. And I remember... One day, they called all the kids into the kitchen and said, hey, we're going to order you guys each a CD off Columbia House. What do you want? And I chose Amy Grant, House of Love. And I remember it came, and I had a CD player then, but I didn't really use it because I was scared that I was going to scratch my CDs, and I really don't like the sound of... CDs that are scratched, so I would always get someone to put the CD in for me and then tape it onto a cassette because I was a geek. Now, it's not a big deal at all, but the things you do when you're little. So anyway, I'm going to play, of course, since I have it on CD, I ripped it onto my computer at some point in time. So, I'm going to play a little bit of my favorite track off of this album. So, this is from the first CD I ever got. I could probably play the whole song. I haven't heard that song in a good amount of time. I used to love it, though. It was my favorite. Love Has a Hold on Me off of Amy Grant's House of Love album. The first CD I ever purchased. So let me just pause and go grab something from the last album I purchased. Time remaining, 5 minutes and 37 seconds pause recording. Alright, I'm back. And 5 minutes, pause recording. Gonna play a little bit from the last album I purchased. And the last album I purchased was Ariana Grande's My Everything album. And so yeah, let's hear a track off this. Again, I chose one that's not really, you know, a hit yet. It's one of those on the album that's super good tracks, and I kinda hope they don't release it because I really don't want to get sick of it. or maybe it already has been released. I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I never really know what's released and what isn't, but I really like this track, so let's check out this Ariana song.
Do we forget how we felt? Dealing with emotions that never left. Play with the hand that we were dealt in this game. Maybe I'm the sinner and you're the same. Gotta stop pretending what we ain't. Why we putting fingers anyway? But we're the same. Break up, make up, total.
That's Best Mistake off of Ariana's My Everything album, which was the last album that I purchased with money on iTunes. So yeah, that is cool. That is my first and last albums. And as an addendum to my previous boo, the song that was playing when it faded out and stopped recording was Sweetest Thing by Lauryn Hill.